God has done the work. He just calls us to join Him in His provision and His purpose. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about the how part of our place and purpose by learning how to recognize God at work around us.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're finding our way to do our unique little bits so that we can grow up our big dreams. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter, and I am here to encourage you to dare the things that might seem a little bit impossible and a little bit scary, because you're designed to grow amazing things. The great thing about the amazing things that you're designed to grow is that the work's already been done for you. Years ago, we did a skit about a gift giver. Now, people would walk up to the counter and they would scream or they would demand a gift. Some of them would beg for the gift. Some of them would throw a tantrum for the gift. Some of them just asked over and over and over and over and over. The whole time, the gift giver was just standing in front of them with the gift. And then one person walked up, asked politely for their gift, and they took the gift that the gift giver held out. Then they stepped over the others and walked away. See, the gift is always available if only you make the choice to receive. Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Not ask, do these list of requirements, and then you might receive. No, it is done for us, not by us. It was completed by the Word and never by the world. It was paid in full by someone else because we could never pay the price. And yet we're focused on what we have to do to live in the blessings of God. We have determined that without the right actions, then we aren't deserving of what God has given us. Or maybe, just maybe, we've been convinced of that limitation by the world or the voices in our own head. I tried to give my son a new phone because he had dropped his, and it was impossible for him to do what he needed to do for school. But he told me he didn't deserve it. He explained that his other brother took care of all his things, and therefore he didn't deserve a new one. I told him he deserved it because I wanted to give it to him. I wanted him to realize that the things I give him are not determined by his limitations on self, or his thoughts of self, or even by what he's done. They are a gift freely given from me. And when it comes to the life we're called to live, that is a free gift from God. All we have to do is make the choice to join him in what he has already completed. God has done the work. All we have to do is join him where he is and what he's doing. And God is always at work. He's always at work around us, and sometimes in us or through us, and sometimes it's big things, but mostly it's the little things. God is that still small voice in the midst of the storms. He's not the thunder and the lightning. If we're going to join him in what he has done, then we have to learn to recognize him at work. It is about seeing God in the moment where you are, and knowing that it is him and recognizing that it is him, because when you see God at work, that's your invitation to join him. It helps to remember how God has worked in your life or through your life in the past, because that experience will help you fall into his lead. First, look at the scripture. The Word is full of moments where God has been at work. I mean, it's a book of God's work, right? So it gives you the clues to the many different ways that God invites us to join him. God talked to Moses through a bush. He talked to a young girl by an angel. He talked to a prophet with a still small voice. He talked to another one with a donkey, a talking donkey, no less. And he talked to the Israelites as a cloud and a tornado. The more you learn about how God has spoken, the easier it's going to be to hear him when he's speaking to you. So the more you read about how God has worked in the past, then the sooner you will be able to recognize him at work today. The second thing is to look at your prayers or the prayers of others. If you've kept a prayer journal, it's simple. Just make time to review how your prayers have been answered. If you don't have a prayer journal, take time to ask others about their answered prayers. Answered prayers help us to understand how prayers are going to be answered, because we can see the pattern. I've gotten out of the habit of keeping a prayer journal. I've gotten out of the habit of keeping any journal. And what's weird is most of my life, I have written every single day in a journal. But I hit those times when I just didn't make the time. I had an excuse. I always had an excuse. Because remember, there's always an excuse and there's always a way. But when I had my journals, when I was consistently writing in them, I could go back and I could look at the things from the past. And I could see how they worked out. It was easier for me to recognize God at work when I was regularly invested in keeping up with God's work in my life. It's important for us to remember that we need to know what God is doing. We need to remember our prayers. We need to recognize how they're answered. So keep a record of your prayers and how they're answered, and review that record regularly. The third thing is to look to your experiences. Think about the times when God has shown up and shown out in your life. There were a lot of things that went well when we purchased our land and our house, and there were some really interesting things that happened as we added on and we did our renovations. We had a lot of lessons that we learned and a lot of experiences that we went through. When the tornadoes did damage to the home in 2011, the insurance adjuster told me then that if things had not been lined up exactly as they were, then the house would have likely collapsed on us, and because we were in the house when the tornado went over us, and the trees that fell on and through the house would have likely have killed us. Now, I took the next few days to remember all those things that had occurred to line up our home exactly like it was. And it was amazing to me to see how some things that we thought didn't go right, mainly because they didn't go the way we expected, they allowed for that perfect lineup to occur. God was working in our lives all along. We just didn't see it until we took time to look for it. So I started watching for God in the unexpected ways and began preparing to join Him even when it didn't make sense in the moment. Our limited vision means we will never see the full picture. The fourth thing is to look to others and learn from their life experiences so you can listen to what they've been through, watch movies about what they've been through, and read about what they've been through. See how God has shown up in the lives of others. I was reading Corrie Ten Boom's story about her life and her experiences in the concentration camp with her sister, and it inspired me to remember that when things we would normally consider problems can still have silver linings. It is part of the basis of my possibility thinking and my positive attitude, because that book helped me understand that the ways of God will never make sense to the world, and as long as I keep trying to look at it with worldly vision, I'll be blind to the possibilities He has for my life. Watching how God has been at work in the lives of others will help you to be alert to how God can and will work in your life. And finally, look to your dreams. Write down those dreams that you have that wake you up in the middle of the night, or that you experience over and over again, especially those repeating themes or storylines. A vivid dream is often God's invitation to begin joining Him, or it's an invitation to an encounter with Him. Several years ago, I kept having a dream where I was talking with a particular friend from high school. I hadn't seen him since graduation, but I could see his face, or I would say his name. It happened multiple nights, and so I started praying for him every morning. I found out just right after that his baby had died, and the visitation was the day after I found out. So my husband and I changed everything on our schedule and drove 3 hours to the location. As soon as my friend saw me, his face changed. He lit up. "What are you doing here?" I simply told him that God wanted him to know that he was loved. And that's truly how I felt. That's why I believed God put him on my heart and put me in a position to be there with him. Sometimes the dreams are a simple invitation to join God at work, even if it's just prayer. And sometimes it's to join him in comforting the heart of another, or being there for another. Our part may not be a big thing And it may not be a big event in our eyes, but when we join God in work, even the little bits that we do make for a big difference. God crafted us to join Him in His work. And the moment you see God at work is the moment you're invited to join Him in what He's doing. You have to be on the lookout for God at work to be positioned to take that step and join Him. So look to the scriptures, look to the prayers, look to your experiences, look to others, and look to your dreams. Be prepared so you can make the choice to join Him at work. The work you're invited to do and the journey you're called to take will align with your unique design. It's important to understand your uniquenesses so that you can be prepared to join Him, but also so you can be aware that not all good things that you see or hear or experience are God things. We're attending a new church, and I was sitting with a group of ladies, and they were talking about an upcoming event, and one of them said, "Would you be interested in..." Now, I already knew my answer. No, I was not interested. I wasn't interested in the event itself. I knew I wasn't interested in being a part of it. But I listened to what they had to say, and then I politely said, "No, thank you." I was watching a commercial one day about a group that needed support. It was only a few dollars each month. That would be enough. But I turned the channel. Not everything we see and not everything we hear will be our calling to join God. Because we're in a constant state of information. We are seeing things and hearing things 24 hours a day. So we have to learn to be discerning. Some of the things are going to be close, but not close enough. Some of the things are going to be near, but not exact. We have to make a choice to see past the noise and the chaos that's bombarding us so that we're not distracted from the direction we need to be going and fulfilling the place and purpose that we are called to fulfill. The more that we're invested in knowing our unique design, the more we can make the better choices for the things that God is inviting us to be a part of. So learn your how for place and purpose by learning to recognize God at work and His calling to join you. God is at work around you and in your life right now. A cool breeze on a hot day may not seem like much, but it is God at work in a simple way to remind you that you are important to Him. I needed a few extra dollars one month. So I could get some items from the store. I went to the mailbox, and there was an envelope with my name on it. You know, they actually send stuff in that. There's a box at the end of your driveway, and you can get stuff in it in the shape of a rectangle. But inside it, it had been mailed to me. It had been postmarked and everything. And when I opened the card, a $20 bill fell out. On the inside of the note, it was written, "Thinking of you, love God." Thinking of you, love God. See, God is always at work. Nobody that sent that card could have known that in that moment that I went to the mailbox, I needed that extra $20. There's just no way that it could be planned like that if it wasn't God. God is at work in our lives in little ways and in big ways. We are simply called to join Him in what He is doing when we see Him doing it. So today's challenge is about finding your way to be prepared to join God at work. 1, practice seeing God at work around you, in your life, and in the lives of others. 2, align your unique vision and your unique design with God's work. And 3, make space in your life so you're prepared to join Him. You are designed to join God in His work, and you are crafted to join in a unique way. Be prepared to join so that you can live out your full place and purpose. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we're finding our way to live in purpose and on purpose. We are each called to fulfill a unique place, but when we work together to understand our place and to encourage each other on this journey, we can be so much stronger in pursuing it. Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Facebook page so you can share how your journey is going. And if you've missed any of the Place and Purpose episodes, you can catch up at the growinghoperadio.com website. And if you have not yet purchased your copy of Place and Purpose, you can grab that today at harnessyourwhy.com. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains a power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.